Another fun program comes to the Mulberry Center Church in Webster City this coming Saturday, October 5th. It's my pleasure speaking with Linda McCann, who's from the Shell Rock area up around Waverly. And Linda, very good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
Well, thanks very much. You were talking about World War II in a way, about the prisoners of war, I believe, right? Coming up on Saturday
right.
afternoon?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So
at 1, I think, actually.
Yeah, 1 o'clock there at Mulberry Center Church. So, Linda, let's find out about what you'll be discussing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've been surprised at how many people don't realize we had prisoners of war in Iowa. And I grew up in the Waverly area, and we had POWs just south of town. I wasn't alive to see them, but anyway, I heard about them, and everybody talked about them and stuff. And so, you know, I say I stumble into stuff because it was Thanksgiving about 10 years ago. I said something about the POW camp south Waverly. We were just north of Waverly, and nobody there knew what I was talking about, which shocked me, you know, because these people were old enough to know it. So, you know, that kind of got me thinking, and I talked to my publisher, and she said, yeah, go for it. And so I was surprised to find out how many camps we had and how many prisoners we had.
And the book went right on from there. Not only did you focus on Waverly, because I believe there was a story about a prisoner of war camp there up in Algona in Kossuth County too.
Right. I did the entire state, and so in our state we had two main camps. That was Algona and Clarinda down in southwest Iowa, and then we had 19 branch camps, they call them, because most of them were in tents, and they couldn't live in tents over the winter, of course. And so the prisoners would go back to Algona or Clarinda for the winter.
Mm-hmm.
I was able to talk to people that knew the prisoners, and some had kept up with them even yet, and their families even yet.
Mm-hmm. And you did a book about that. How's the response been to the book there?
Again, like I said, first it's people don't believe. We had German, Italian, and Japanese prisoners of war all around the state. And like I said, people are just shocked to find out that we had any, and then to find out where they were at and what they were doing. And people are loving the book because it's, again, stuff they don't know.
That's amazing. And you've done some other books in the past, haven't you?
Yes. I have had 12 published, and that's the publisher came to me because I didn't figure anybody would want to read my stuff, you know. But, I've had 12 books published all about Iowa history.
What's been some of the other books that you've done there, Linda?
I did several on the CCC, the Civilian Conservation Corps. And again, they were all over the state, and most of our state parks came about because of these. And I was actually able to talk to 11 men that had been in the CCC. And to me, that just makes it more real, you know, talking to somebody that lived it. I did Prohibition in eastern Iowa. And again, people are interested in that book. The interesting thing is I was going to do the western part of the state, and I've been over several times, and all they can talk about is the new Templeton Rye, you know, which is not what I wanted in the book. I have done, you're making me think it through.
Sure.
CCC, POWs.
Yeah. But anyway, you have quite a selection right there. Go ahead.
I did, my first off, topic book was the Civilian Conservation, was the Cedar Valley Road. And that was an electric train that ran between Waverly and Cedar Rapids. And again, I'd never heard of it. The interesting thing to me is I was able to talk to a lady who had really made use of the trolley. She had polio as a kid, and had to go to Iowa City for treatment. And so they would go by bus from Mason City to Waverly, by the Cedar Valley Road to Cedar Rapids, and then the Cranny to get to Iowa City. And she says right out, I wouldn't have walked if it wasn't for the trolley.
And if they want a copy of your book about prisoners of war in Iowa, and of course the other books you've written, Linda, how do they get copies of that?
My publisher has a site, and it's In Tandem Group, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they can go on, see my books, they can order right there, or if anybody's close enough, she keeps hours on the store, and so they can go in there and get them, and they can order them from the store, they can order them on Amazon, so...
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you'll bring some copies of the books about prisoners of war in Iowa to your program coming up Saturday at Mulberry Center Church.
Unfortunately, I won't have any POW
books.
So mm-hmm. Those are completely sold out, and publisher is in the works to get more out. But I actually won't have any for Saturday, but I'll stress how they can get them.
Sure. All right, but a very good program coming up this Saturday. That's at 1 o'clock, Prisoners of War in Iowa, and that'll be presented by Linda McCann from the Show Rock area. So hopefully we'll get a good turnout coming up this weekend.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I hope to see lots of people.
All right. Best of all, it's all free of charge, but there'll be free will admission taken. That's coming up Saturday afternoon, beginning at 1 at the Mulberry Center Church there here in Webster City at Wilson Brewer Park. Linda McCann, thanks for joining us this morning.
Well, thanks for having me.